Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God and our Father, to him be glory in the church and among us, now and forevermore. Amen. The text is the word spoken from the lectern this morning. I'd like to repeat the words of verse 6 in the RSV version. I pray that the sharing of your faith may promote the knowledge of all the good that is ours in Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Back in the year 1939, a young man was born to a Buddhist family living in Peking, China. Some years later, that family moved to Hong Kong, and there the young man studied both Taoism and Confucianism. And for a while, he felt that these religions were sufficient for his spiritual needs. And then one day, he happened to be listening to his radio, and he heard on a broadcast a piece of music that so inspired him that he could not get it out of his mind. The music was beautiful. The words were simple. They were the words of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." At the end of the broadcast, the program was identified as a broadcast of the Hong Kong Lutheran Hour, and an address was given. The young man wrote into that address, and in response received Christian literature and a letter of encouragement. As a result of that, he joined later the Hong Kong Lutheran Hour Choir and began to study the scriptures. He took instructions in a local Lutheran church and was confirmed. And then he decided to give his life to that Christ whom he had come to know. He went to Concordia Seminary in Hong Kong and graduated from that institution, and then made another decision. The decision that because he had such a love for media, for drama, and music, he would use media to reach back to those people in mainland China who did not know Christ as their Savior. The International Lutheran Layman's League gave him a scholarship to Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, Illinois. He graduated from that institution with a degree in mass communications, and since 1974, the Reverend David Chong has been serving as manager of the Hong Kong Lutheran Hour, broadcasting the word of Christ to the people of Hong Kong, but also to people in mainland China, many of whom respond to the broadcast saying that through the Hong Kong Lutheran Hour programs produced by David Chong and his Lutheran Hour staff is the only way that they are able to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. God chose David Chong for a special ministry of sharing Christ with the people of mainland China. And so like St. Paul, in our prayers every time we think of him, we thank God for David Chong. We thank God for his love and his faith towards his Lord. And we pray that the sharing of his faith may promote the knowledge of all the good that is ours in Christ among those people in mainland China and Hong Kong. But David's story is not an isolated one. There are others whom the Lord has chosen to share Christ through the Lutheran Hour ministry in equally remarkable ways. I think of Masaharu Harada, whose Japan Lutheran Hour programs provided the first contact with Christianity for more than half of those who today are serving as pastors in the country of Japan. I think of Dr. Johannes Gadrat in Brazil, the president of our church body there, but also the manager of the Brazil Lutheran Hour, who will tell you that most of the Lutheran churches in Brazil were begun as a result of contacts made with people who have responded to programs of the Brazil Lutheran Hour. I think of the Reverend Hilbert Reamer in Korea, whose Korea Lutheran Hour programs have resulted in more than 500,000 students being enrolled in Bible correspondence courses in that country offered by the Korea Lutheran Hour. I think of Maurice Jachon in Lebanon, who in the midst of the war-torn crisis in that country, with his staff, continues to minister to the people of those countries of the Mideast through the Lebanon Lutheran Hour. I think of Maurice, who was here in this country this past summer, and if I were in his shoes, I guess I would feel that I would be somewhat hesitant to go back into that war-ravaged land. And yet Maurice's main concern during those days was not how he might stay in the United States, but whether his staff was safe and how he could get back to Lebanon to continue his ministry there. God has chosen people by his grace to minister to folks all over the world through the Lutheran Hour ministry. I think of the Reverend Oswald Hoffman and Reverend Wallace Schultz and their special ministries. Their broadcasts reaching out to people in Canada, in the United States, and 34 other countries around the world, lifting high the cross to people all over this world. The list goes on and on. But it's not just these people who have been chosen to share Christ. I think also of many men and women who are the volunteer members of the International Lutheran Layman's League, who have been chosen to share Christ through their witness and service to him in their own local communities, working for him in their congregations, reaching out for him through witness and service in their congregations, and faithful in their prayer and financial support of the radio, television, and print ministries of the International Lutheran Layman's League. And I think of us, you and I, who, together with them, are on that long list of people who, by the grace of God and in his mercy and in his love, have been chosen to share Christ. I don't know how you got here. I don't know how you were chosen to be a professor at this institution or a student here. I don't know what kind of choices there were in your life that led you to be in this place on this day. But I do know about me and how I got to where I am as public relations manager of the Lutheran Layman's League. And if your life is anything like mine, you know full well that it was not really choices that you made, because it was your Lord who came to you and said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And what a wonderful choice that has been. The choice, first of all, that God himself made in his wisdom and in his grace and his mercy to come into this world in the person of Jesus Christ, and to go to a cross that you and I might be forgiven, that you and I might be his people. And then he reached out to each one of us once more in some unique and miraculous and mysterious way, and said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. I chose you to share Christ in the unique ministry which I have chosen for you. You have been chosen by your Lord Jesus Christ to be his followers, and in a very unique and special way to share him and his saving gospel with others. You did not choose me, our Lord says, but I chose you and appointed you that you might bear much fruit. And that's the appointment that all of us have as followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. In sharing Christ, I want to remind you this morning who are students here, is not just something that you are preparing to do in your future ministry. And it's not just something that we are involved in the International Lutheran Layman's League do through our radio and television ministries. No, sharing Christ is what we are called upon to do with our lives. It's that we're called upon to do right now in this place. Sharing him with one another as fellow students or as professors and students on this campus. Sharing him with one another in our homes, with our wives or our children. Sharing him with our acquaintances and even the stranger on the street wherever and whenever the opportunity arises, we who are God's people are called by the power of God's Holy Spirit to share Christ. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may promote the knowledge of all the good that is ours in Christ. That's the motto of the International Lutheran Layman's League for this year: share Christ. But that's really nothing new. It's really the task to which the League has committed itself throughout its history, way back in 1917 when it was organized to provide the funds to meet a financial deficit of the Synod back in those days. Back in 1930, when it decided to sponsor the first broadcast of the Lutheran Hour, a broadcast which it has been sponsoring ever since. Back in the 1970s, when the League agreed to take over the television ministry of the church, to reach out through this medium with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the task that the members of the International Lutheran Layman's League share with you as students here, and will be sharing with you as you go into your ministry wherever and whenever the Lord has chosen to use you in the unique pastoral ministry of sharing Christ. That's the task to which the League is recommitting itself by choosing Share Christ as its theme for the 1982-83 League year. The God-given task of sharing Christ in local congregations and communities, and as the Lord gives opportunity into all the world. It's a task that all of us have been chosen by God as His people to share. It really is, isn't it, the primary ministry to which our Lord committed each one of us when He said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." He chose us through His life, death, and glorious resurrection to be His people, to be His followers, and as His followers, to share Him and His saving gospel with all those whom we come into contact with personally and all those throughout the world who do not yet know Him as their Savior. And so I ask you this morning, please pray for us. Pray for the members and staff of the International Lutheran Layman's League. Pray for us as we seek to fulfill our ministry of sharing Christ with one another and with others. Please, as you go into the congregations where you have been called, use League members to share Christ with people in your congregations, in your communities, and support and encourage them in their ministry of sharing Christ with people all over the world. May your sharing ministry, for which the Lord has chosen you, truly bear much fruit, both as you share Him now and as you prepare to share Him in the future. And with St. Paul, I pray that the sharing of your faith may promote the knowledge of all the good that is ours in Christ. May that ministry which we share truly be a successful one, not to our glory, not to the glory of Concordia Seminary, not even to the glory of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod or the church at large, but to the glory of Him to whom belongs all honor, glory, praise, and might now and forevermore, to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are, whom we serve, and whom we are called to share. In His name.